Good morning. I'm Noelle King in for Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, Noelle. You know, we've got a story now that's really a story. You know, we think about life and the value of life at this time of year, the holiday season. Mm-hmm. This is a story about one man's quest and journey, and it's an unusual one, to learn what the value of life actually is.
Let's bring Harry Kiernan in with us. Harry Kiernan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Harry Kiernan is on the line from his home in Connecticut. And Harry, you are an organ donor, to put it simply.
Correct. Living.
Living organ donor. Harry, your story of donating organs, it begins with the illness, begins with your wife's illness. Tell us about your wife's struggle with multiple sclerosis.
Well, in 1997, after struggling with MS for 11 years, my wife decided that she didn't want to endure the pain anymore and everything else that accompanied the disease. And so she took her own life that day.
And you were there. You were there, right?
In the morning, but I had to leave because she went in the garage with the van.
And, of course, this is a journey that you took with your wife for 11 years and finally made a very, very difficult decision together. And there were consequences of that decision. What did the meaning of life, what was that all about for you in that 11-year journey before we talk about why you're an organ donor?
Well, when I met her at I met Denise at a high school reunion, and she had already had MS when I met her. And so I wasn't part of it the whole 11 years of it. But it was a chronic progressive stage, and it just got worse every day, and we tried to make the best that we could, and I always had hope that we could make it better, that we could stop the progression. And it was really nice to be with her, no matter what the condition was.
And it was painful, of course, to say goodbye, but the decision that you made and her decision to end her own life really was the seed of this whole new journey to discover the meaning of life in your work as an organ donor, and you've done this more than once.
I'd like to think that I would have done this even if I didn't have to experience that with Denise. But everything that you do encounter every day does affect what you're going to do tomorrow and next year and after that. But, yes, it just made me more aware.
How do you turn the corner, Harry? Because, I mean, in many ways, society really pushed back on your decision to be a part of your wife's decision to end her own life. And you know, the values of society here differed with your values, yet you pushed ahead.
Well, what are you going to do, give up? You have to. There is much more to. It's very easy to fall into a depressed state and just give up on everything. And but you just move on and you look for good things to do.
And the way you moved on, Harry, was to become one of the few people in the United States still living who have donated multiple organs. Do I have this right? You've donated a kidney, part of your liver, and you're currently on a list waiting to donate bone marrow.
Correct. Yes, the kidney was June of 2007, and that was at Hartford Hospital. Mm-hmm. And the liver was February of 2010 at Yale.
Harry, do you know anything about the people who your donations helped?
Well, I met the lady who got my kidney. I met her a month after, but the morning of the surgery, I met her husband and their daughter.
Wow.
And that was great. And when they came to see me in pre-op, you know, I knew right away who they were. And the look on his face, on Jim, the husband's face, was just unforgettable because I knew what that was, not being able to save my wife's. You know, and then have someone else come along like me to do that. And it was I was just honored that I was able to do that.
And you put on his face the expression that you could never have with your wife.
Correct, yes.
What kind of physical toll have these donations taken on you, Harry?
Well, I had some complications for the with the kidney, and so it was I lost about 20 pounds, but put it back on. but it was long term, nothing. I actually feel better, I think. Of course, your mental state has a lot to do with how you feel. But I actually feel better now than I did before the surgeries.
Harry, have you had any conversations, virtual ones, I suppose, with your late wife, Denise, about keeping your health up and about what you're doing here?
I'm sure. I just wish that I could have remembered them in my dreams. But you do it for everything. Of course, you know, I look up and, you know, I pick a star every so often and I talk to it. Yes.
What do you think the limits are here, Harry? how long is your body going to hold on?
There's more people can do than they think. Not just this, but in anything they encounter. There's so many ways that you can help people. I mean, you just by seeing someone who needs just a hello, you know, could really change their direction, change their life, you know, just by, you know, for that day.
Something as simple as a hello. Harry Kiernan is one of the few people still living to have donated multiple organs. Harry, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And happy holiday,
thank
Harry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good day.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.